Joining us is our book reviewer, Paul Diamond. A te mare, Paul.
Morena, nga mihi o te wiki o te reo. Ki a koe e hoa.
The book that you're talking about, I get a sense, is going to be considered a very important book for our nation.
Yes, it's an unusual book. It's, yeah, The Survival of Māori as a People by Whatarangi Winiata and Daphne Luke. So it's 25 papers by Professor Whatarangi Winiata, and it's been brought together by Daphne Luke, who belongs to Rongomai Wahine and Ngāti Kahungunu. Daphne's added context about these papers and about Whatarangi and his career. So Whatarangi was born in 1935 in Hokioi, amongst the rohe of Ngāti Raukawa near Otaki. 1961, he married Frances Aratema from Te Aroha. Whatarangi studied commerce and accounting and finance, and with Frances went to the United States and Canada. But in 1974, after completing his doctorate, came back to New Zealand, was working at Victoria University, but his sort of attention was very much focused on Otaki, where he came from. And he developed this philosophy that's very famous, Whakatupuranga Rua Mano, Generation 2000. And it was a sort of a development plan looking out to the year 2000 from that point, 1974. And it's got these four principles that are really important because they didn't just relate to that project. They sort of run through his whole work and career and help sort of understand what's in this book. So the first principle is our people are our wealth, develop and retain. The marae is our principal home, maintain and respect. Te reo is the taonga, halt the decline and revive, and self-determination. We are determined to exercise our tino rangatiratanga. So then that policy was sort of implemented by looking at the what they call the Art Confederation. So that was Ngāti Raukawa, where Whatarangi's from, but also the adjoining iwi, Te Ati Awa, Ki Whakarongotai, and Ngāti Tō Rangatira. And Whatarangi sort of observed that they'd worked together on things like the Rangiatia Church in Otaki, and they could work on things again. And one of those was Te Wānanga o Raukawa. So that's the, I mean, it gets called a Māori university. It was followed by other wānanga. And then also Whatarangi, of course, was involved in all these things going on in the rest of the country. So Māori Broadcasting, the Māori Council, the moves by Māori to get access to the radio spectrum, Māori fisheries, the Anglican Church, and the Māori Party. So people might remember that Whatarangi was the inaugural president of the Māori Party from 2004 and then retired in 2010. So he's a very, very important thinker and intellectual. He's been hugely influential, but his work hasn't been published. But it's been collected by various people, and Daphne has brought this together in the book for the first time. So it's wonderful to have this. And as you say, Lynn, this is a really important book because for the first time, this work is more accessible than it has been up to this point.
We've got a couple of minutes, Paul, but I wondered if any of those 25 papers written over those 40 years, you know, such an eventful 40 years for Māori, have really stuck with you.
What I love is the creative thinking about other ways of measuring well-being, and that's really where the book finishes, with this idea of te aho, a new Māori development strategy, taking that whakatupuru rua mano and moving it up to 2040. E koreo e naro he kākano i ruia mai rangi ātia, that I shall not be lost, the seed that was sown from rangi ātia. It's the motto of this book, it's the motto of Te Wānanga o Raukawa, and it's all about survival of Māori as a people, not just people with Māori blood, Māori ancestry, but people who actually are identifiably Māori by the cultural characteristics, the kaupapa and the values that they live by. And that's what this book's all about. Huge contribution to Māori and also quite a challenge to Pākehā because, as Whata says, we still need to resolve the tension between kāwanatanga, governance, and tino rangatiratanga. And it's a constitutional issue as a matter of urgency. But he says the fury of tino rangatiratanga drives us to act now. We are a persistent crowd. And you get a very strong sense that the fight's been taken up by the next generation.
Do you get a sense of hope from his writing?
Oh, hugely optimistic. I mean, and also just it's a huge act of generosity, this book, you know, making this material available for others. And then I was also left with this overwhelming sense of service. It's all about a life dedicated to advocating for the rights and entitlements of the Māori partner to Te Tiriti o Waitangi. And yeah, always optimistic, never giving up, quite persistent. But this constant challenge. So it's a challenge to Māori, but it's not just about surviving as people with whakapapa and Māori blood, ancestry. It's actually about living as Māori, but then also to Pākehā as well. And as Whata says in a conclusion in this, he says, well, the first step is for Pākehā, the Pākehā partner to Te Tiriti, acknowledging that there's actually a problem to start with. So huge challenges, but couched in an accessible way and very well thought through. And it's a huge contribution to have this available.
Kia ora, Paul. Thank you so much. Paul Diamond was reviewing The Survival of Māori as a People by Whatarangi Winiata, edited by Daphne Luke, and the recommended retail price is $65.